One night is all you need to turn things around in your life. Check this out. Neville Goddard tells a story of a guy who was feeling really generous around Christmas time. I mean, he went all out. He bought dozens of presents and made out dozens of checks. But then one day he found out that one of his checks bounced, which didn't make any sense to him because he thought he had hundreds of dollars more than was necessary in his account. So he's like, there must have been a mistake. But when he checked his bank statement, which came a few days before, he realized he miscalculated and there were no funds. So of course he felt embarrassed and humiliated, but had nowhere to turn to, and his next paycheck was weeks away. So he wrestled with the problem long after bedtime and just thought about going to the bank the next day to explain what happened. But first, before taking that step of action, he knew, and this is important, that he must have some imaginary image that he could believe in. He wanted a scene that would cause no embarrassment to anyone. And he said he could believe in imagining that God was bringing it to pass in the best way possible for everyone involved. Those who got screwed over with bad checks, and those he wanted to send presents to but couldn't anymore. So he imagined that before bed, that everything's all right, and fell asleep in that assumption. The next morning, when he got up and headed towards the bank, a little doubt crept in. So what'd he do? He went back to his assumption that God's bringing about the best solution for everyone. And when he got to the bank, the vice president listened to his story, but then he told him to go see the assistant manager. And the assistant manager didn't say anything. He just looked him over and asked him when he thought he could make right the situation. He told the manager the date of his paycheck, and he said, "All right, all the checks will be taken care of." He didn't even ask him how many checks there were. 2 days later, he received an extra bonus from his boss. Get this. Almost 10 times the amount of money due for his checks. The next day, he went to the bank to make a deposit and wanted to thank the manager for his kindness. And when he did, the manager looked sad and said he didn't do anything because there were no new checks for him to take care of. In other words, there were no issues. Why? Because God brought to pass the best solution for everyone involved. Boom. So there you go. Know what you want and imagine the best solution to your problem or whatever it is you desire. Go to the end. But don't just imagine it, because you can imagine something and still not believe it, right? But like the guy, imagine something you could believe in, because that's the secret. You gotta believe it. You gotta feel it. And then fall asleep in that assumption, in that state. You don't gotta worry about the how. Just trust. Believe what you want is already yours, that it's already done. Then watch it manifest in your world, because you get what you believe. Yeah. All right, if you appreciate this video, hit that like and subscribe button and that bell to help support my channel. And if you're ready to live the life you really want, then yo, click the link below to learn more about Law of Assumption Mastery, how to manifest anything the Neville Goddard way. Like I always say, worst coming. Till next time, I'm out. Peace.